that sad blues song, cheer everybody up a little bit before we get any further down this show. There's an old boy hoeing corn out in his cornfield one day. This is back before they had any of these newfangled cultivators and all that triple doubled up farm machinery. And his little son, about 5 or 6 years old, went running to the field and said, "Daddy, Mama wants you to come to the house. The preacher's to come." And he said, "Well, son, I got to finish these two rows first. It looks like it might rain. I'd like to get this done before it gets wet again. Which preacher is it?" He says, "Well, I don't know. Mama never told me which one." He said, "Well, I'll tell you what. You run back to the house, and if he's that Catholic fellow that lives up the road," he said, "I like him all right, but if you don't hide my jug of wine, he'll drink all of it before I get home." "If it's the Methodist fellow that lives across the hill," he said, "hide the cookie jar. I had a little money in that this morning under the cookies." But he said, "If he's that old Baptist boy that lives down the road there that always wears that suit and tie all the whole week through," he said, "you sit on Mama's lap till I get to the house." I'll think of that in a minute, Mike. Along during the 30s, it was like, well, it's during the main hard part of the Depression. There's an old boy lived over between Asheville and Hendersonville, North Carolina, a fellow named Bob Johnson. He had a whole house full of young'uns. And two oldest boys was named Jack and Joe. And Jack was a big, tall fellow like Michael, about as broad as I am, maybe a little wider. And Joe was a little short fellow, about as tall as that mic stand right there. And they got along splendidly as friends, and even being brothers, they didn't fight none, because Joe just, he loved old Jack. He kind of looked up to him, and Jack loved Joe because he was kind of witty, you know. So it worked out pretty good. One night they was driving their little old T-model along that they swapped hound dogs and pocket knives and managed to get a hold of. And when they come by this farmer's hog lot, they found 15 or 20 Schultz in there, and Jack was driving the thing. And he looked over at Joe and said, "Son, I ain't had a good bite of pork on my plate in a month of Sundays. This gives one of them hogs out there, take him home and butcher him up and eat him." And Joe looked over and kind of smiled and said, yep, this will be all right." So they got out there and got that hog back in the car, to the car, and they had no worse to haul him but up to him, because the thing didn't have one seat. They got him settled down as he was going down the road, and when they come around this little bend in the road, there sat the sheriff's little A-model parked by the road, and old Jack's still driving it. He looked over at Joe and he said, "Son, what in the heck am I going to do? He's been accusing me of bootlegging, sure. He'll stop me. Now you know he will." He said, "Well, you can't run. You better go on. Just pay no attention." He pulled him over when they got down there, and he kept, but when Joe seen that he was going to stop me, he reached and got his hat and slipped it down with that pig's head. The sheriff come around on Jack's side and he said, "What's your name, son?" "Well, Sheriff, I'm Jack Johnson, Bob Johnson's boy that were up here on the hill." And we're on the other side and he said, "Well, what's your name?"
I'm Joe Johnson, I'm Jack's brother."
Well, he held up his old kerosene light and looked over in there, and he says, "And what's your name?" And Joe kind of punched that hog on the ribs with his elbow, and the old hog said, "Well," the sheriff looked kind of bewildered and puzzled, and kind of like Michael does when he gets confused real bad, and said, "Well, woo, boys, and behave yourselves." And when they drove off, he looked around at his deputy, and he says, "Son, I've been the sheriff here in this mountain county for a long time, but I'll be danged if Oink Johnson ain't the ugliest man I've ever seen."